You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. A metal-eating bacteria could be the key to a cleaner environment. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The word bacteria doesn't exactly evoke a lot of positive images, but scientists at Cornell University have recently discovered a novel way to replicate and use a bacteria from Oneida Lake in New York State. It's called Shewanella onidensis, and it has a special affinity for the rare earth elements, such as so-called lanthanides, which are seen as critical to the clean tech revolution. The bacteria can be grown and used to purify rare earth metals through a process called biosorption, which is considered safer and less taxing on the environment than the way they're extracted now. That's according to Buzz Barstow, professor of biological and environmental engineering at Cornell and a lead researcher on this project.
So it enables us to make, we think, extremely scalable, environmentally friendly process for separating individual lanthanides. Exactly the thing you need for electric vehicles, wind turbines, superconductors. And it lets you do it not just, say, in China or other sort of less advanced economies. This is a process that we think is good enough, is environmentally friendly enough to let us do this in the more advanced nations with more stringent environmental regulations. So it avoids us getting into this. My program manager, ARPA-E, called it eco-colonialism, where we externalize the CO2 problem. We say we want to solve this environmental problem, so we're going to create these other environmental problems over, you know, in this other country. This technology and technologies like it let us avoid that dilemma.
And why is that a better alternative to how we process rare earth elements today?
That's a great question. It doesn't involve any harsh chemicals. So today we rely on a solvent extraction process to purify them. So organic solvents, they have a tendency to be carcinogenic. They're terrible for the environment in other ways as well. We also use what's called an organophosphorus-based extractant as well. That's a molecule, again, carcinogenic, that has a small preference for one or a small number of rare earths. Because that doesn't have an enormous preference for any one rare earth, you have to do this sort of successive enrichment process. So you need gallons and gallons and gallons of it, and you need sort of incredibly long separation processes as well. So there's loads of potential for leakage as well.
We'll be right back. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Welcome back. So in addition to being more environmentally sustainable, is this approach that researchers are working on, is it also more scalable?
I would like to think so. We are not the only people who are working on biological approaches to separating rare earth elements. I can think of at least two colleagues, Joey Cotruvo at Penn State, Cecilia Martinez-Gomez at UC Berkeley, who are also coming up with bio approaches. And they're taking sort of, you know, very different approaches to the one we are. I'd like to think Shewanella and biosorption in general, it has a lower specificity than their approaches, but it's easier to get the rare earths off the surface of the adsorbing agent. So it might make for a faster, more scalable process. Also, biosorption doesn't require that you purify anything either. But all it requires is biomass. We just have to grow cells. That's really easy. Doesn't require any purification.
When do you think we could see this in real life? A test run, a pilot?
You know, I think it comes, you know, I think it's like where there's a will, there's a way. I'd like to think that there's enough momentum behind these technologies. There's enough interest to fund them. I'll use this opportunity to give a plug for my grad student, Sean Medin. Sean was the first author on this paper. And he and Alexa Schmitz, Alexa was my first postdoc in my lab, founded a company called Regen to commercialize this technology and also technology for engineering microbes to dissolve rocks to get rare earths out of them as well. What they've done is they have opened up the opportunity for sort of commercial investment in this.
That was Professor Buzz Barstow at Cornell. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, China's the global leader, producing 70% of the world's rare earth metals. But a report from the Yale School of the Environment finds that's come at a cost in the form of serious water and soil pollution issues in the country. We'll have a link to all of that, plus the research from Buzz Barstow's team, on our website, marketplacetech.org. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.